In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salem Al-Shammer.
Surah Al-Kahf.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
And hit them like two men.
We made for one of them two gardens of grapes. We made for one of them two gardens of grapes. And we surrounded them with palm trees. And we placed between them crops.
The two gardens ate and paid off.
She was not wronged by him at all. And we caused a river to flow through them.
And strike, O Muhammad, these polytheists in God like two men. We made two vineyards for one of them.
We surrounded these two orchards with palm trees. We placed crops in the middle of these two orchards.
All gardeners are nourished by its fruit and the trees and vines in it. She did not miss anything from eating. Rather, it came about completely and completely.
A river flowed through these two orchards.
And it had fruit, so he told his friend while he was talking to him.
He said to his friend while he was interviewing him, I have more wealth than you and I am more powerful in people. And from his gardens there were various types of fruits. He said, This is the one for whom we made two gardens of grapes. To his friend who has no money and he is addressing him.
I have more money than you and I have a more powerful clan and family.
And he entered his paradise while he was unjust to himself. He said, I do not think that this will ever perish.
And I don't think the hour has come. If I were returned to my Lord, I would find good. I will find something better than it.
He entered his garden while he was unjust in his disbelief in the resurrection. Thus, he incurred the wrath of God. He said when he saw his paradise, I do not think that this paradise will ever perish. I do not think that the hour that God promised his creation will come and happen.
And if I return to my Lord, I will return to him.
I will find nothing better than this paradise with God. He did not give me this paradise in this world. Unless there is a guardian with him who is better than her in the future, if she is returned to him. His friend said to him while he was interviewing him,
You have been blessed by the one who created you from dust.
Then from a sperm, then a man. But he is God, my Lord. I do not associate anyone with my Lord. He said to him, Who is less than him in money and children? He addresses him and speaks to him.
You disbelieved in the one who created your father Adam from dust. Then he created you from the sperm of the man and the woman. Then count you as human beings together. A male, not a female.
As for me, I do not disbelieve in my Lord.
But I say,
He is God, my Lord, and I do not associate anyone with my Lord. And had it not been that when you entered your paradise, you said whatever he wanted. No God, there is no power except in God. If you see me as having less wealth and children than you, may my Lord give me something better than your paradise. He sends a reckoning upon her from heaven.
It becomes slippery terrain. Or its water becomes deep. You will not be able to request it. And now I entered your garden.
So you liked what you saw from him.
I said, God willing, it was.
There is no power over what we try to obey except through him.
If you see me, man, I have less money and less children than you.
May my Lord bless me with something better than this garden of yours. And he will send upon your paradise a torment from heaven, with which you will be stoned. Your paradise will become a smooth land with nothing in it.
It is slippery, and no foot can touch it. And lessons that were not sprouting in them.
Or its water becomes drained and has sunk into the ground.
To be able to reach the water after it has subsided. And surrounded by its fruit.
He began to turn his palms over what he had spent on it.
It is empty of its thrones. And he says, I wish I had not associated anyone with my Lord. Destruction and pandemics befell its fruits.
This infidel began to turn his palms back to stomach. Longing and regretting the loss of his expenses that he spent in his paradise.
It is empty of its plants and homes. And he says, I wish I had not associated anyone with my Lord.
He had no group to support him other than God, and he was not victorious. There is the guardianship of the true God. It is the best reward and the best punishment. The owner of these two gardens did not have a group to protect him from God's punishment. He was not immune from God's punishment if he punished him. And those who are loyal to God are the truth. God is the best reward for those who repent in the present and the future. The best of them is the outcome in the future if the one who is obedient to him comes to him. And give them an example of the life of this world as if we sent it down from heaven. So the plants of the earth mixed with it. It became a thorn that was blown away by the wind. God has power over all things. And strike the lives of these arrogant people almost. Like rain we sent down from the sky. The water mixed with the plants of the earth. The plant became dry and crumbling and was blown away and dispersed by the wind. God has power over all things, and nothing he wants cannot prevent him. Money and children are the adornments of this worldly life. The everlasting righteous deeds are better for your Lord in reward and better in hope. Money and children, O people, are what adorn themselves with in this worldly life. And not from the number of the afterlife. And all the good deeds that remain for their doer in the afterlife. Better, O Muhammad, with your Lord as a reward of money and children, of which these polytheists are proud. And the best hope. And the day we moved the mountains and you saw the land sticking out, we gathered them together and did not leave any of them behind. And they were presented to your Lord in rows. You have come to us just as we created you the first time. Rather, you claimed that we will not make an appointment for you. The day we remove the mountains from the earth and make them scattered dust. You see the earth visible, with no mountain or tree covering it. We gathered them to the stand of reckoning, and we did not leave anyone under the ground. And present creation to your Lord, O Muhammad Safa. It is said to them when they were presented to God. You have come to us, O people, alive as you were when we first created you. Rather, you claimed that we will not make for you the resurrection after death and the gathering until the resurrection as a date. And the book was placed, and you saw the criminals fearful of what was in it, and they said, Woe to us, what is the matter with this book? It does not leave out the small or the big without enumerating them. And they found what they had done present. And your Lord does not wrong anyone. On that day, God placed the book of the deeds of his servants in their hands. So you see the criminals who polytheize God. Afraid of what is written about their bad deeds. And they say if they read their book. Woe to us! What is the matter with this book? It does not keep away any of our sins, whether small or large, without preserving them. And they found whatever deeds they had done in this world present in their book, written and confirmed. And your Lord does not reward anyone, O Muhammad, with anything other than what he deserves. Only those who do good are rewarded with charity. And no bad deeds except the people of bad deeds. That is justice. And when we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam, they prostrated, except for Iblis. He was one of the jinn, and he disobeyed the command of his Lord. Do you take him and his descendants as allies instead of me and they are your enemies? Miserable for the wrongdoers. And remember, O Muhammad, when we said to the angels. They prostrated to Adam, so they prostrated except for Iblis. He did not prostrate to him out of arrogance before God and out of envy of Adam, and he was one of the jinn. So he departed from the command of his Lord, turned away from it, and turned away. O sons of Adam, will you seek refuge from someone who was arrogant and envious of your father? And you obey him and his descendants instead of God. With his hostility to you, past and present. Miserable is the compensation for the disbelievers in God, taking Satan and his offspring as allies instead of God. Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.